The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're at Grimaldi's Green Valley location this evening. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wine and great foods on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from France, from Baja California, from New South Africa, just about everywhere. Our weekly in-house special invited guests are getting some wine as we speak, and they're both hungry and thirsty, so we're going to try to take care of that as we're on the air. If you're just starting to discover wine or work in the industry, Wines du Jour can give you information that you can use to at least enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, especially with your dinner meal. If you've been offering great information about food and wine pairing, each Thursday, we're here for several years, and we are going to continue to be here for special offerings in the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. And if you need to know more about, we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages. And we believe that. Wines du Jour and Wines Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several internet, worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available, of course, on podcasts and free on iTunes. If you're listening to Wines du Jour, I'm your host, Les Kincaid. It doesn't matter if a glass is half empty or half full, there is clearly room for more wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. I want to talk a little bit to you before we do anything else about where we're located this evening. It's a little chain called Grimaldi's, and they feature pizza. And I have to tell you the truth, even though I'm sitting in the middle of their restaurant right now, that Grimaldi's has about the best pizza in Las Vegas. I don't think anybody has any better pizza, especially if you're into thin pizza as opposed to the real thick pizza that they like in Chicago, as an example. So in the world of pizza, Grimaldi's is really an institution. They've been around for quite a while. About since 1990 they started, and in Las Vegas they have three different locations, and it's been that since 1990 they've been here in Las Vegas too, so it's a pretty good thing. They also do something that I happen to think is very unique, and that is the pizza that they cook. And let's face it, there are millions of pizza parlors all across the country. To make yours a little bit different, you have to do something a little different. And they've done something that I think makes them stand head and shoulders above their competition. And that's called coal-fired brick ovens. Coal, that's C-O-A-L. Remember that black stuff that a lot of us grew up using as heat in our homes as we grew up in the basement? Remember we used to shove coal from the streets down into the basement and then put it into the furnace and burn it for heat? Well, it's the same coal that they're using to heat the pizza ovens at the Grimaldi's pizza places. But here's the difference. That charcoal, or that coal, I should say, is so hot, it gets the ovens around between 900 and 1,000 degree temperature. And I can just tell you that most pizza places brag about having 700 and 800 degree temperature. This is hotter than that. And I have to tell you, the best way to cook pizza is as fast as possible. So the hotter it is, the quicker it cooks, the better the pizza. That's what it's all about. And, of course, if you make pizza at home, and I suggest you do, the pizza recipes are all over the Internet. You can send me an email if you'd like. I'd be more than happy to send you my recipe for making pizza dough. But it's a neat thing to be able to do at home, and it's really easy. One thing I'd like you to consider, if you are going to be doing it at home, is to not always make pizza with red sauce on the pizza. You know, most people, when they think of pizza, they think of sausage and pepperoni and so on, with red sauce and cheese.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
You know, they say in life, we should savor and slow down and enjoy things. That's what our hosts, Steve Andrews and Sally James, do on Slow Living Radio. They do everything slowly, and they do it for you Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., Tuesdays at 11 p.m., and Monday nights at 7 p.m. It's Slow Living Radio, the best in food, the best in entertainment, the best in drinks, including great wine. All with Sally James and Steve Andrews. Slow Living Radio on CRN.
But Grimaldi's, as an example, has donated over $700,000 over the last few years to No Kids Hungry. So that alone tells you that they're good people. They not only make great pizza and have good service, but they also are pretty good people when they've got money in the bank. You know, they don't keep it for just themselves. Tonight we're featuring three wines, as we normally do here on Wines du Jour, and all three wines are pretty unique. The first and the third wine are blends, and that just means they take more than one varietal and blend it together to get a certain taste. And the wine that you have in front of you tonight, our guests have already had their wine poured, and the food will be out here to pair with that, and I'll tell you that in a couple of minutes. But the wine itself is what we call, listen to this now, a Drop of Jupiter. That is the brand, Drop of Jupiter. You can get it in your local retail market all over the country. It's not a problem. It's just you probably never heard of it before, and that's a good thing. This comes to us, the Drop of Juniper comes to us from the San Francisco area. There's a winery, as you can imagine, in San Francisco, and they're the ones that produce this particular product. If you will swirl your wine, take a nice whiff, and then take a little taste of it, you'll find that it has what I call a fruit-forward flavor to it. It smells really good. It's a blend of three or four different types of grapes, and I can't tell you what they are because it's a secret. It's not on the bottle, and I couldn't find it on any information. So we know that it goes really well. My thinking is not only pizza, which we're going to have a little bit of pizza here in a moment to taste with the wine, but it also goes really good, think about this now, with barbecue. Now, it's nice, big, bold, red taste is good. And it also goes good with, even if you're not Italian, it goes well with spaghetti. Or we could say pasta and be more general, but I'm just going to say spaghetti. It has soft tannins, which I think is good, but it also has some high acidity. So that makes it stay in your mouth a little while after you swallowed it. And that's what we call a long, lingering finish. Boysenberry is one of the most predominant flavors that you can smell and or taste, boysenberry. So I think that's a pretty good thing. The majority of the varietal in here of the red wine is Petit Syrah. Pretty simple, very common varietal, used in an awful lot of wines as a blending varietal, but that's what is done here. But the majority of it, like I think almost 80%, is Petit Syrah. And what's left, I don't know. But let me mention something about blending grape juice or wine. The law says that you have to have, if you have on the label, I'm just going to use a couple exaggerations here. On the label, it says this is Cabernet Sauvignon. Okay? Now, Most people think because it says Cabernet Sauvignon, it's probably 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, and it may not be. And here's why I'm telling you this. The law says that the juice in that bottle, 75% or more, has to be Cabernet Sauvignon, or you can't call it Cabernet Sauvignon. And that could stand true with Merlot or Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc or any of the others. It doesn't make any difference. But that's the way that works. So it has to be at least 75%. And the other 25% could be just anything that the winemaker feels is going to make the wine taste better. A little bit of this, a little bit of that is generally what they tend to do. And that's I just thought you'd like to know about that. Wine is 13.5% alcohol. And we talk about alcohol here on Wine Sojour every week. Because the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less it pairs with food. So you get a high alcohol content like 16%, which you can find a lot of wines in the retail store for 16% alcohol, it's going to be tough to pair food with it. If it's down around 13, 13.5, 14, 14.5, somewhere in that neighborhood, it's perfect for pairing with food. So here we have tonight a nice pizza, Italian sausage, meatballs and pepperoni is going to be the combination of the one that you're going to get here in just a few minutes to go with it. And it's because this bold flavor and taste is going to be able to stand up to those three different meats that are on that particular pizza. But the pizza itself is going to be what we would call affectionately as thin crust pizza as opposed to deep dish. My preference is the thin crust, so I'm happy. I hope you are too. Some people like the deep dish, and it's okay, but to me it tastes more like pie dough when it's real deep dish like that. So I don't particularly care for pie dough unless I'm having pie, if you know what I mean. So I try to stay away from that. It comes to, I mentioned San Francisco. That's where the winery is located. And boysenberry is probably the strongest aroma in there. I don't know why, but everybody got wine but me. I have an empty glass. That's okay. Okay, we're in good shape. Now, I don't know how involved in music you are as far as listening is concerned. I don't mean playing an instrument. If you remember, years ago, the Band Train, do you remember that group called the Band Train? Well, they're the ones that are responsible for making this particular wine. I know it sounds a little weird, but Drops of Juniper is also a name of a song that they were well known for. They sold millions of copies of it. So Drops of Juniper is the name of the wine. It's also the name of the band. What can I tell you? All coming to us from San Francisco. So the families of children with cancer and other life-threatening illnesses have provided physical comfort and emotional support free from financial concerns. And that's the people that helped put this all together. And the family house is what they call where this is located. That's where the wine is put together, and that's where they're doing it. I think we have to go to a break somewhere, but I can't hear, so I don't know if we have already gone to the break or we're not going to the break or what's up, but I don't know what to tell you. We're in a little cubbyhole here this evening at this restaurant. It's a little bit crowded in here. We're all affectionately friends, so it's not like it's going to be too bad of a situation, but for some reason I'm not getting the Los Angeles feed, so I can't tell when or if we're going to a break like I think we did or are going to. That's okay. We can just keep on going. It won't make a difference. Drops of Jupiter is one of my favorites to go with something like pizza with a lot of meat. You know, that's what it's all about here. So we're going to have some that doesn't have all the meat on it a little bit later with a different wine. So don't think that you're stuck with this kind of a pizza for the rest of the evening, because that's not true. On the other hand, wine number two, which I'm going to tell you about here in a moment, is a 2015 vintage. where the drops of Jupiter, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but I'll do it again. It's 2014. It's pretty doggone good. Retails for about $32 a bottle, and I think it's very, very much worth it. So the second wine that we're going to have is called Cherry Pie. Now, that sounds a little different for wine, kind of like all three of these tonight. Cherry Pie is good. Comes to us also from California. And what they've done is it's 100% Pinot Noir, but they've taken some Pinot Noir that has been grown in the Monterey area, some that's grown in Sonoma, and some that's grown in Santa Barbara, and blended it all together. So now if you've been listening to what we say here on Wines Du Jour over the years, you'll know that what that means is on the bottle, it says California Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir from California. That means that it can come from any particular place throughout the whole state of California. So if you find a bottle that says California Cabernet or Merlot or Pinot Noir, that just means that the juice is from probably more than one area, and that's the way it works. You know, I don't know how to tell you any other difference. So Pinot Noir really has some pretty good taste. Again, this is 100%. And I can just tell you the percentages because I happen to know that the percentages coming from Monterey County is 72%. The percentage of the Sonoma County Pinot Noir is 20%, and that leaves 8%, which comes to us from Santa Barbara County. And you probably know Santa Barbara is on the southern end of what we call the Central Valley area in wine. Just north of Los Angeles is where Santa Barbara is located, in case you didn't know that for sure. On the other hand, at the north end of that Central Coast area is Santa Cruz and the Monterey area, which is, again, kind of geographically, it's a little southwest from San Francisco or the Bay. And north of the San Francisco Bay, you run right into Sonoma. So Sonoma is a pretty big county. It has probably 400 wineries located in it. And there's the Pacific Ocean on the west side of Sonoma. On the east side of Sonoma is a mountain that ranges from north to south throughout the whole county. So, and if you go from Sonoma up that mountain and over to the other side, you're going to what we now know affectionately as Napa. So that's where Sonoma and Napa are just separated, basically, by a mountain range. On the other hand, the weather conditions are a bit different between the two. When you see Sonoma, you get a breeze from the Pacific Ocean, which is kind of nice and very easy. On the other hand, because of the mountain range going north and south, you don't get that breeze going to Napa. So what you end up with is warmer weather in Napa, and therefore more Cabernet, because Cabernet loves warm weather, more Cabernet coming from Napa than more weather coming from Napa is not too hot, not too cold, but fine, but no breeze. On the west side, Sonoma, I'm talking about, you get that breeze, and typically you're anywhere from 10 to 15 or 18 degrees cooler in Sonoma than you are in Napa at any given time, if that makes any sense to you.
You should be going to a break here in a minute.
Say that again. 2 minutes? Thank you. Boy, now I feel a lot better. I got 2 minutes before we go to a break. It's the first time I've been able to hear you, L.A. That's a good thing. Sorry about that, but we're in good shape. Okay, Grimaldi's, again, is a very fine restaurant, and, of course, our wines, I think, are going to be superb. The first wine we talked about, Drops of Jupiter, 2014, 13.5% alcohol, around $28, $30 a bottle. The second wine, which we have not yet had, that we're coming up with, is 2015 Cherry Pie, which is 100% Pinot Noir, which comes to us from three different areas in California, and that's Monterey, Sonoma, and Santa Barbara. And one thing I want to say about Pinot Noir that we don't normally talk about with other varietals, first of all, Pinot Noir has very, very few wineries blend Pinot Noir with anything else. It's usually 100% Pinot Noir, and that's a good thing, if you like Pinot, of course. But the important thing is we talk constantly about what temperature should my wine be that I'm going to drink. If it's white wine, what temperature should it be? If it's red wine, what temperature should it be? And I'm just going to tell you what we normally state, and that is white wine, we generally like around 55 degrees, and red wine, we generally like around 65 degrees. Now, the reason I brought all this up is that this particular Pinot Noir, this Cherry Pie Pinot Noir, they recommend the temperature that you drink this Pinot Noir at is...
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't-miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803, 800-485-8803, 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley, and we're tasting some beautiful wine. Actually from San Francisco. Both of them are from California. The first one was from San Francisco, dropped to Jupiter. The second one is the Cherry Pie, which is the Pinot Noir. California Pinot Noir coming to us from three different areas in California. Now, one thing that's really kind of unique, I think, is the fact that food goes with wine better than you think it does. My slogan on Wines du Jour for all these years that we've been broadcasting has been, wine is food. And I truly believe that. And all the people, the master sommeliers, the sommeliers, managers, everybody that loves wine, that I've mentioned wine is food, everyone, 100%, have agreed that I'm exactly right. Wine is food. And my suggestion is A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So be sure to have wine. The medical profession, finally after, I don't know, it's been about 20 years now, but for many years prior to that, it depended on what winemaker or doctor that you talked to, their attitude towards drinking wine. But today, it's general consensus, if you're a normal, you know, healthy person, it's recommended that you have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal each and every day. Wine is not a celebratory item. It's not a Friday night or a Saturday party deal. It's something that you should enjoy like your food each and every day. And that's why I say wine is food. It makes sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you as well. The good thing is Pinot Noir is not only something that came out of France, like almost all varietals, you know, Cabernet and Merlot and so on, all came from France originally. But the important thing is to know, and that is that Pinot Noir is the most difficult grape in the world to grow. And that's anywhere. It just is not, it's not happy if it's not in the right place, we'll put it that way. And so many years and so many winemakers over the years have said, oh boy, there's 20 acres down here, two blocks from where we are. Let's buy that and plant some Pinot Noir. And so they buy the land, plant Pinot Noir, and they never, from that point on, never got a good bottle of wine out of that vineyard. And the reason is the soil condition and all the other things I'm about to tell you were not right for Pinot Noir because it's so finicky. It doesn't like weather where the wind is too high. It doesn't like temperature too hot or too cold. It doesn't like too much rain, but it does like a little bit of rain. It doesn't like the hot temperatures, and the soil condition has to have pretty good nutrition before it will actually help the Pinot Noir grape to grow properly. If all those things are in place, and there are a number of wineries that have vineyards that are in place, then you find that you end up with a pretty doggone good tasting wine to drink. One of my favorite varietals is Pinot Noir, but I also state that about, I don't know what the percentage is. I don't want to say half or more of Pinot Noir is not very good because it's planted in the wrong location, and consequently the best winemaker in the world can't make a bad Pinot Noir grape into a good bottle of wine. It just doesn't happen. So, if you find a Pinot Noir that you like, remember what the name is, and when you go to pick it out, make sure you get it at the store. That just makes sense to me, that's what I recommend that you do. You can't just arbitrarily go in and grab any bottle, especially if it's on sale, say, oh boy, I'm really going to make out. I'm going to save some money and drink my Pinot and take it home and wish you hadn't even opened it. That it's, you know, it's just not good. And incidentally, I've had so many people say, well, if it's not that good, cook with it. Folks, that ain't the way to treat wine. If it's not good to drink, it ain't good to cook with. That's all there is to it. There's no exceptions, and that's just a general rule that I'd like you to remember, that if it's good enough to drink, it's good enough to cook with. But don't buy what some people call, and we're talking about some wineries, call cooking wine. First of all, cooking wine, if it's on the label in the store, you need to know that somebody has taken that wine and put salt in it. Now, cooking wine is salty wine, and the whole idea is to help you cook very well, and they are going to help you out by putting salt in it, which is a stupid thing to do, in my opinion, since you asked. Don't buy anything in the store that says cooking wine. And don't just assume that if you buy cheap wine, it's on sale for $5 or whatever, that you're going to get a good bottle of wine. Chances are you're not. But on the other hand, I don't want you to think that if a wine is expensive, that it's good. And if it's cheap, that it's not good, because that isn't true either. You can't go by price. Price does not dictate the quality of the wine in the bottle. What you need to remember is the winery and or the winemaker and what they did to make that wine for you. So that's the important thing to remember. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about our Pinot Noir from three different vineyards in California. And then we're going to go to wine number three, which happens to be...
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
When you're really looking forward to an outstanding holiday office party, you've got to contact Columbo's. Why? Well, if ever there were a time for good times, that time is now. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. Columbo's. Easy, delicious, affordable, great Italian specialties, mouth-watering steaks, the freshest fish, world-famous meatballs, and jazz every night. Big or not-so-big budget, it doesn't matter. Columbo's is L.A.'s number one people-pleasing destination. They do it right. It's friendly and festive, never fawning. Don't get left out. Call Columbo's now. 323-254-9138. Because when you're really looking forward to an outstanding holiday office party, you've got to contact Columbo's. Columbo's. Buon Natale. Mangia.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. Boy, I'll tell you, this pizza at Grimaldi's is really very nice. And what I think is the pairing has turned out to be spectacular. Right now, we're tasting our second wine, which is the Pinot Noir, which we've talked about a little bit before we went to the break. But what we're pairing it with is something that is kind of unique. I don't know about you, but I have loved since I was a young boy and learned how to make pizza myself at home, how to put potatoes on pizza. Most people say, oh, you're crazy. You know, I go back to the pepperoni and the sausage and meat the balls, you know, that kind of thing. But here, they've taken what they call rosemary potatoes, which means what they did is slice the potatoes very thin and put rosemary and garlic on it and put it in the refrigerator or their walk-in here at the restaurant for about 2 or 3 hours or longer. Then they take that out, get the pizza dough in the size that they want, and then they actually put a classic white garlic pizza sauce on that dough and then lay the rosemary potatoes on the top of that and cook it. Let me tell you, it turns out to be a delicious pizza, completely separate from what you would normally think of. And when you take a taste of this little Pinot Noir to go along with it, it's like made in heaven pairing. Very, very, very good. Cherry pie Pinot Noir is the Pinot that we're tasting, just in case you didn't remember me saying that. And it's 13.5% in alcohol, which is low and very nice to pair with food. And 2015 is the vintage, which means the grapes were grown in 2015 and then picked and made into wine. So that's a pretty neat thing, I think, and it's good. Now, the potatoes, rosemary, as I told you earlier, the taste of this wine, I think, is very, very good. It has a really heavy-duty raspberry taste to it, which is good, and it's kind of spicy, which I think makes it very, very palatable with this pizza. It has very good acidity to it. It's very balanced, and it has a little earthiness to it. Now, you know, I've said this for many years now, that when you take a taste of red wine and don't know what it is, if you can smell and or taste cherry, you're almost assured that it is a Pinot Noir, because one of the most popular flavors, if you will, that come out of Pinot Noir is cherry. Then there's also a raspberry and cranberry even in Pinot Noir. So it's low in tannin and high in acidity, which is what I mentioned a little bit earlier, and I think the taste is really good. This is about $24 a bottle, which is very well priced, and I would like to have this probably around 55 or 60 degrees in temperature if I had my druthers. Just remember that when you take your wine out of the refrigerator, if it's been in there for 2 hours or longer, it's about 39 degrees. So it's way too cold. And the reason you don't want to drink wine, especially red or white wine, as opposed to champagne or sparkling wine, which I'll address here in just a moment, is the fact that it's too cold, you can't taste. The colder it is, the less flavor you're going to get out of the wine. So why drink it if you can't taste it? I mean, that just doesn't make sense to me. So that's why you like to have a little bit warmer. And some wines taste better a little warmer than other wines. That's why we talk about 55 degrees for white, 65 degrees for reds. But there's times when, in this case, Pinot Noir tastes a little bit better on the cooler of the red wine side. So around 55 to 60 instead of 65. It's just an idea. Don't go crazy over trying to make the temperatures exactly what we talk about, because it just it's hard work for probably very little result, if you will. Don't use thermometers and that sort of thing. But don't take it directly out of the refrigerator and pour it in a glass and drink it, because I can just tell you, you might as well have a glass of water in your glass, because you won't be able to taste it at all. Okay, enough of that. Okay, in the southeastern part of Australia, which is where, I don't know what the number is today, but when we were there, it was about 350 different wineries in that part of Australia, the southeast part of Australia. And incidentally, if you're going to go to Australia, make sure that you go to a town called Adelaide. Adelaide is about the center of Australia, but on the very southern part, right on the ocean. And it is a great little town, number one, good food, great friendly people. But it is surrounded by wineries, so you don't have to drive very far, if you will, to check out some wines there. And that's where this particular wine comes from. Now, this wine, I haven't told you the name yet, because there's kind of a story that goes behind it. It's called 19 Crimes. Yep, 19 Crimes. What the hell does that mean? It means something pretty simple, actually. Anybody in Europe back around 1700, 1788, if you were caught and convicted for a crime, you may be sentenced to what they called at that point transportation. And transportation just simply means that they exported you from England to Australia and dropped you off and you were on your own. Thank you. So if they dropped you off in Australia, you had to kind of fend for yourself. And this is where the southeast part of Asia started, or Australia started growing grapes and making wine and so on. We'll talk more about 19 Crimes Red Wine when we come back. The southeast part of Asia, Australia, is a great place. Mushroom pizza is going to be paired with this, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines Ashore. We're having a good time here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. And let me tell you, these pizzas that they've been bringing out for everybody are really tasty. They're all thin crust, and this one happens to be what they call a rosemary potato pizza, which sounds a little bit different for a lot of people because there's no salami or pastrami or sausage on it. But when you take a taste of this 2015 cherry pie Pinot Noir that I've been talking about, they blend extremely well together. And this Pinot Noir, I think, is Very, very tasty. I'd have this anytime. So if you're going to buy some Pinot Noir, remember cherry pie, which is not hard to remember, you're looking for it when you go to your store. It's available all across the country, so you're not going to go in there and going to say, huh? If it turns out that the store that you go to doesn't know about cherry pie, they can get it from their distributor. All they have to do is order it. It's not a problem. So you may have to wait a couple days to get it delivered to the store, and then you can pick it up. And if that's the case, like I recommend all the time, is always buy two or three bottles of whatever it is you're going to get. Don't go in and buy one bottle of something because you'll wish you hadn't. Right after you open it, you'll be out and you'll want some more and can't have it. So if you get a couple, three bottles, you're in good shape. Now, this 19 Crimes, which is what we're tasting now, the third wine, is going to be paired with, I guess it's an age-old popular pizza called Mushroom Pizza. And the reason is this 19 Crimes red wine is really going to pair well with mushroom pizza, which they're going to be bringing out here in just a few moments. But this particular wine, 19 Crimes is the name of it. And I told you a little bit earlier about if you lived in Europe back in the 1700s and 1800s, you find that if you committed a crime, you may be sentenced to transportation, as they called it at the time. And transportation simply meant they were going to take you from Europe and send you down to Australia and drop you off. And Australia at that time, in the 1700s, was not something that was well-known and it wasn't civilized, if you will, at the time. So it was kind of a tough thing to get to live once you got there. But at least it was a place that wasn't going to bother you, and hopefully you learned not to commit another crime so that you didn't have to worry about where you're going to go from there. But Southeast Australia turned out to be a pretty good place, especially if you wanted to grow grapes and make wine. And this 19 Crimes, as they call it, and it's a 2016, it's the most current release, is just simply 13.0% alcohol, which means that it's really looking for great food. No problem whatsoever. And the blend is three different varietals. Now, I haven't told you about the blend on the first wine, Drops of Jupiter, because I didn't really know, other than Petit Sirah. But here we have Shiraz, as they call it in Australia, but everywhere else in the world they call it Sirah. Sangiovese, which is obviously a very typical Italian varietal, and Grenache, Grenache being a French varietal. So they've taken a little bit of France, a little bit of Italy, and Shiraz, and blended the three together and come up with the 19 Crimes Red Wine Blend 2016. I think it's pretty tasty, and I think you're going to like the mushroom pizza when it gets here. We're kind of ahead of the kitchen at the moment, but it'll be here shortly, and I think we're going to enjoy it very, very much. Now, what we like to do each week is to feature a wine, three of them, and food, three of them, at an upscale restaurant. And this week, of course, as I've told you several times already this evening, we're at Grimaldi's in Green Valley, where they have three Grimaldi's in Las Vegas area, and this is their Green Valley location. And let me tell you, it's busy. That's because it's good. The food is great. The prices are very reasonable. And I think the quality, the chef is really one of those guys that I like to have work for me if I had a restaurant again, and that is that he's concerned about the food that goes out of the kitchen. He wants it to look and taste the way he thinks it should when he puts it out, and that's not something that every restaurant has available, if you know what I'm saying. So that's a good thing. So here they've just delivered now this beautiful mushroom pizza for us to taste. And you know, mushrooms, if you look in your produce section of your store, you will probably see more than one kind of mushroom. Now, I just want to mention a couple things about mushrooms. This is not a lecture or a class, but when you see those white mushrooms, that most everybody uses, leave them in the store. Don't take them home. They have no taste. They have no flavor. They are probably cheaper than anything else, but, well, that's what they're worth. Not so much. So my suggestion is leave them. If it's brown, if the mushrooms are brown dark in any color other than white, that's what you want to do, and that's the way I think it should be. So try a little bit of mushroom pizza with a little bit of 19 Crimes Red Blend wine. We got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about 19 Crimes, and I got a couple other things I want to bring to your attention as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley on Wines du Jour.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. We're just finishing up this mushroom pizza, which happens to be very, very tasty and goes extremely well with 19 Crimes, which is the name of the wine coming to us from the southeast part of Australia. It's incredible. Okay, we were able to get the manager. He's been running around here. He's very busy this evening to come in and sit down and talk with us for a couple moments. Jason Gardner is his name. And Jason, thank you very much for taking time to come over and speak with us.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about Grimaldi's that maybe I forgot.
Grimaldi's, as you know, we started in New York, whole brick-fired oven pizza. I've actually got 2 people next to me there telling me they originated from our stores in New York.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, you know, it's a great traditional pizzeria. Family dates back four generations, actually, in New York. So one of the first ones back, all the way started back with Patsy Grimaldi back in the 40s, I believe.
Wow.
So they've been around for a very long time.
Yeah. Well, and they've been in Las Vegas for around 1990. Is that when they first showed up here?
No, actually, we started in Vegas about 9 years ago or 10 years ago now. I think we just passed the anniversary at this location here in town.
Oh, at this location.
Yes.
And there's three now here
there's
in town.
There's five in town now.
Oh, five in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Things grow when you're not looking, I guess. That's a good thing.
Very good.
Well, I have to tell you, the recipe for your pizza dough, I know you're not going to give it out to anybody, but I can tell you it's a good one. And the thin crust pizza that you do as a normal everyday pizza is the best in Las Vegas by far. The toppings that you choose are simple but very tasty. This mushroom pizza, it can't be more simple than that. And it is just very, very nice. And you don't know this, but we have a wine that we paired it with called 19 Crimes. And 19 Crimes is based on criminals in Europe that were convicted of crimes, 19 different crimes over the years, and they were their penalty for the crime was to be sent from Europe to Australia. Yep. And so they were sent down to Australia and kicked off the boat and left to fend for themselves. And that's kind of like how Australia started. But I have to tell you, I've been there several times. I love Australia. It is a beautiful country. The people are so friendly. There are a lot of wineries, and they're all good. You know, maybe some better than others, but not a bad one anywhere that I've tasted. And I've tasted at least 100 of them over the years. But the fact is that the Southeast Australia is a very good place to visit if you're going to. And I mentioned earlier, before you came in, that if you are going to go to Australia, make sure you include a day or two or more at a town called Adelaide, which is right in the heart of the wine country. It's in the central part of Australia, very south part, right on the ocean. The town is just beautiful. Even the zoo at that town is just really, really nice. But you can get to an awful lot of wineries from there in just a few minutes. So the hotels are good. The restaurants are excellent. It's a great place to be. So Grimaldi's is a name that it seems like once you say Grimaldi's, you don't forget it. It's really a name that you can remember. It's not, you know, like a lot of names, I guess. But the fact is, the pizza that they make is something that you can brag about. I have been using Grimaldi's to do our shows over the years, and I have never, ever told anybody that we're going to be at Grimaldi's, and they kind of turn their lip up and say, really? They all say, no kidding, that's good, I like that. You know, and that makes no difference which location, although we are favored, frankly, of yours. So that's what I want to make sure you understand. Well, your time is almost up, I'm sorry to say. I appreciate the fact that you were able to come in and sit down and talk to us for a few minutes. How long have you been with Grimaldi's?
I've been with Grimaldi's for about a year, just over a year now.
Over a year.
But I've had friends with the company for about 5 years that were trying to get me 5 years ago to come over.
Yeah. That's the way it works. Well, you know, it's kind of like different for the people in the restaurant business. But if you know somebody, you want to make sure that they come and work with you.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks you for listening to Wines Azure, Food and Wine Show at Grimaldi's Green Valley location. Wines Azure continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. And we're always looking for more and more listeners, so be sure to tell your friends to listen at this very same time on this very same station. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back next week from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Les Kincaid. Good night, everybody.